ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea has recorded its biggest daily spike in COVID-19 cases, with 8 new cases confirmed, all in the capital, Port Moresby. New lockdown measures are expected to be announced later today as the government tries to stop the spread of the virus. But the Prime Minister, James Marape, has already announced face masks will be mandatory in public places. 15 cases in total have now been identified in less than a week, with the majority of them linked to an outbreak at the Port Moresby General Hospital. There are concerns amongst hospital staff that they don't have adequate protective equipment, but the government says that they do. Catherine Grau is covering the story and joins us. 8 new cases is a significant jump for PNG. What more do we know about them?
Well, Jordan, we don't have a lot of specifics on these new cases announced yesterday. For example, their ages, their gender, or perhaps how they got COVID-19. What we do know is that they are all in Port Moresby, and we understand that they were picked up and identified as part of the contact tracing and surveillance of the health workers who'd previously tested positive. As we know, only just a week ago, we had confirmation that a lab worker at the labs where COVID-19 tests are carried out had tested positive, and we've had now, as you say, 15 since then. Now, the Prime Minister, James Marape, did confirm that 3 of these 8 new cases are actually high school students, and also said that 1 is a student at the National University, UPNG, as well. Here is the Prime Minister, James Marape, speaking yesterday.
NCDC has become a possible hotspot, and I am shouting this out so that, number one, we contain it from spreading out of NCD.
Now, let's just go through the numbers quickly. So there have been 27 confirmed in total in Papua New Guinea since the first case was reported back in March. But as you've said, 15 of those 27 have been in the past week alone. Now, it is clear, and the government is saying this, that these have been transferred through the community. There is community transmission of COVID-19 now. And the country's emergency controller says that this is really a grave concern given the PNG's limited health infrastructure.
And given that grave concern, what measures are being put in place?
Well, they're to be announced later today after the government is briefed by a health advisory team that they have in place. There will be an urgent meeting for them to discuss that. Now, up for discussion are possible restrictions to things like gambling, venues, nightclubs, and also sport events, as well as putting perhaps domestic or travel restrictions on domestic travel, as we've seen previously in the state of emergency that was in place earlier this year. Now, the Prime Minister also announced already that it will be compulsory for people to be wearing face masks when they're out in public places, which is actually something PNG's Health Minister Jelta Wong had also indicated to us here at Pacific Beach earlier this week. But it will be very difficult, of course, there in the capital, Port Moresby, for people at crowded markets or living in housing settlements where social distancing is really going to be quite impossible. The Prime Minister has also said, though, the situation is very serious because they won't have a great ability to handle any severe cases of COVID-19 because there are just 177 intensive care beds available in the whole of PNG. That's why the Prime Minister said they will need to be meeting today. Here's what he said so far.
But I can give assurance that these measures will be announced all in the best interest of containing COVID-19 from spreading. And it may require us to readjust to how we are living, eating, working, going to church and adjusting to COVID-19 in our city.
Now, most of these cases are all linked to the Port Moresby General Hospital. How are they coping given many staff have had to be tested?
Yeah, well, as we reported yesterday, the hospital has had to scale back its services temporarily as they do a clean of the ward and also obviously do testing of staff. The CEO of the hospital, though, has said that it's not going to impact patients who have the most critical health issues or mothers needing to give birth. Those parts of the hospital are still open. But as I said, they do need to clean the ward where a breast cancer patient had tested positive. And we've heard with the shutdown yesterday, there were large, or the scaling back, I should say, of certain services at the hospital, that there were large crowds at the hospital gate yesterday as security were trying to stop large crowds of people coming inside, but it sounds like they were outside the hospital. The CEO of Port Moresby General Hospital is Dr. Paki Malumi. Now, he has told me that around 80 staff have had to be tested because of these other cases that have been confirmed. They are awaiting their results now. But we've actually been told there were problems with the way that these tests were carried out, that when it was confirmed, people, staff who may have had contact with this patient, that they needed to be tested, there was actually no one around to carry out the test, and there were major delays earlier this week, staff having to wait for hours. Dr. Malumi has confirmed that this was a problem, but says that's now been resolved.
Yes, yes, I'm aware of that. So we've done, we fixed that process up as of yesterday, and we are running the test on everyone today. It was a bit of staff issue that we had limited staff to run because we were also doing tests on the others as well. So the day one was a bit difficult trying to get so many tests done on the same day.
Clearly, though, there are some teething issues there. And as he said, limitations on the number of staff that they have. There are 1,500 staff who work at the Port Moresby General Hospital. We know that they are stretched with their resources at the best of times. So I asked the CEO, Dr. Paki Malumi, what plans they have in place, because it is quite likely that more staff might need to be tested or possibly go into isolation. Here's what he had to say.
Yes, we have contingency in place, but when this gets to a certain number, we may need more from outside. Internally, we've got contingency in place. We've increased the number of nurses with new recruitments. There's 30 that we have just recruited. There's another 18 we are getting on board to start training them on infection control of course, the areas as well.
And do we know if hospital staff have adequate personal protection like masks, gloves and gowns?
Well, look, the CEO, Dr. Paki Malumi, says that they do, but I have heard from several nurses and a doctor that there are concerns that they do not have enough. And the fear is not necessarily for those people who might be on the front line dealing with actual known COVID-19 cases, but for those who come into the hospital for other issues who do not know that they may or may not have COVID-19, as we saw with that case of the breast cancer patient who unfortunately died last week and was only known that she tested positive for COVID-19 after she had died. And the CEO, Dr. Malumi, does admit that there is a high risk of patients coming in for other issues and maybe bringing in COVID-19.
Yes, the possibility is there, not only to patients, but even to anybody, that somebody may be positive and you're not aware. So enforcing the use of alcohol and sanitation, face mask at all times, social distancing, I think these are the ways and if we can enforce those basic rules, then we should be able to contain the spread.
Now, he said that staff and patients and public should now be wearing masks while they're within the hospital. That is a new rule in place. And he has told me that they do have enough PPE, that personal protection equipment, although admitted that they perhaps have been running short. He says they did receive a new delivery on Monday of around 1,500 items. But Alwina Bussine is a nurse working in the obstetrics unit at PomGen. And she says, though, they are facing shortages and told me that they're having to reuse face masks that are only meant to be used one time only.
Patients flooding in and management, they're telling us to work whilst most of the people like hand gloves, face masks are not available on the ground for us to use. It is definitely going short now and they're telling us to take care of our face masks, which we cannot. It's single-use disposable. We are running out of it already now, so reusing it.
Now, the Prime Minister, James Marape, was asked about this issue yesterday, and he says that health workers do need to be the priority. They do need to make sure that they have adequate PPE, so it's on his radar.
We, in our first instance, will ensure our health workers continue to receive number one support as far as them being properly equipped with PPEs, and to continue on getting out there to ensure they're in the front line to be assisting us identifying and treating patients.
And given all that we've heard here, how are staff feeling about this?
Look, I've been told by some of the staff that there is widespread anxiety amongst them. Alwina Bustanay was happy to talk about her experience. Are we going to have a listen to a little of what she told me?
I mean, we asked them if they can pay us some like risk allowance and all that, because we are risking our lives in the event where we are infected with COVID-19 and we are died. Then what's going to happen to our families and all that? They said they're going to pay, but up till now, no, like, risk allowance or like that.
So obviously concerned that they are on the front line there and in possible danger. Now, she lives in a settlement there in Port Moresby, as many staff do, where there is often limited running water. She says a tap in her area shed by up to 100 people, and there's real spread of fear that the COVID-19 could quickly spread in that sort of community, and that's the biggest concern for Alwina Bustanay.
Well, I'm not feeling well to work, like, mentally, I am having the fear that if I'm going to be infected with that COVID-19, it's going to affect my family and the community that I live in. I live in a settlement, like a block. Hey, the hygiene thing is a problem. We've got like 5 taps, like in certain areas. And then the houses, I mean, the people living in that area, they go and pass water from that one tap. Could be more than 100 using one tap.
Now, that's her experience, Nurse Alwina Bustanay, but these kind of issues are certainly a much bigger problem as well for many others who in the capital, Port Moresby, many people living in settlements. So, look, PNG authorities have been preparing for the worst for months now, and it certainly appears that they are now facing a true test, and we will know more about the restrictions being put in place and other measures from the government later on today.